Law of Yehovah Elohim. What do we know about the law? Over the past 200 years, in a religious environment, especially in the modern Christianity, the doctrine has spread that the law, Torah, Yehovah, is obsolete. Thus, there is no need for it to be executed, and it is impossible to do so. Also, that it was simplified by Yeshua, and only two precepts were substituted: love God and your neighbor. While it was disregarded that these two commandments are the sum of the whole law, Torah, which continues to teach us today exactly how one should love Yehovah and his neighbor. All the scriptures about the law are collected in this book, illustrating the true meaning of the commandments, Yehovah, which Yeshua, Jesus, revealed through his ministry during his first coming to the land of Israel. The purpose of this work is to show the value, relevance, and practicality in execution of the law, Torah, his word, which he established for centuries for his people, whom he chose and separated to be the light of this peace through faith in the Messiah, as well as the fulfillment of his commandments, glorifying this to the Heavenly Father in spirit and truth. The law is flawless, perfect. The statutes, commandments of Yehovah are right, perfect, rejoicing the heart. But he who looks into the perfect law, Torah, of liberty and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The law is the truth. All your commandments are faithful and sure, are true. You are near, O Yehovah, and all your commandments are truth. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law, Torah, is truth. The works of his hands are verity and justice. All his precepts are sure. They stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true law, Torah, good statutes and commandments. All scripture is Yehovah-breathed and is valuable for teaching the truth, to teach us what is true. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right, truth. I hate every false way. The law is holy. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. The law is spiritual. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Every holy scripture is breathed by Yehovah, given by his inspiration. The law is fair. And what large and important nation has statutes and ordinances so fair and just as all this law, Torah, which I set before you today? The law has no end or beginning. To all perfection I see a limit, but your commands, mitzvah, are boundless. The law is generous and good. Therefore, the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. If, then, I do what I will not to do, I agree with the law that it is good. Turn away my reproach, which I fear and dread, for your ordinances are good. The law, Torah, from your mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver pieces. Your hands have made me, cunningly fashioned and established me. Give me understanding, that I may learn your commandments. And to obey the Yehovah commands and laws that I am giving you today for your own good. You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, good statutes and commandments. He who keeps the law of Yehovah, blessed, happy, fortunate, and enviable is he. Moreover, by them, the statutes, the commandment, the precepts, your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. He has mercy and loving kindness on those who accept his discipline and who are eager for his law, Torah. The law is everlasting. Forever, O Yehovah, your word is settled in heaven, stands firm as the heavens. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is Yehovah, our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. He remembers his covenant forever, the word which he commanded, for 1,000 generations, the covenant which he made with Abraham, and his oath to Isaac, and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. For I, Yehovah, our Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. Remember his covenant forever, the word he commanded to 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Yitzhak, and established as a law for Yaakov, for Israel, as an everlasting covenant. The land lies defiled under its inhabitants, because they have transgressed the law, Torah, changed the law, and broken the everlasting covenant. The voice said, "Cry out!" And he said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, because the breath of Yehovah blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Yehovah stands forever. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law, not so much as a yud or a stroke will pass from the Torah, till all is fulfilled. But the word of Yehovah endures forever. Now this is the word which by the gospel was proclaimed to you. Woe to you who work godlessness, and glory in lying and extol them. You shall perish, and no happy life shall be yours. Woe to them who pervert the words of uprightness, and transgress the eternal law, Torah, and transform themselves into what they were, not into sinners, they shall be trodden underfoot upon the earth. Wisdom in the Law. You, through your commandments, make me wiser than my enemies, for your words are ever before me. I have better understanding and deeper insight than all my teachers, because your testimonies are my meditation. The commandment of Yehovah is pure and bright, enlightening the eyes, makes wise simple. Therefore, be careful to observe them, the statutes, the commandment, the precepts, the law, or Torah. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, "Surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed is the one who heeds wisdom's instruction. All wisdom is the fear of Yehovah, and in all wisdom there is the fulfillment of the law, Torah. If you desire wisdom, keep the commandments, and Yehovah will supply it for you. Through your precepts, I get understanding, becoming wise. Therefore, I hate every false way. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Behold, they have rejected the word of Yehovah. So what wisdom do they have? So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise man who built his house upon the rock. And that from childhood you have known the holy writings, scriptures, Torah, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Yeshua, the Messiah. The man who fears Yehovah will do this, pursue wisdom. And he who holds to the law, Torah, will obtain wisdom. The law is illuminated. The commandment of Yehovah is pure, enlightening the eyes. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. For the commandment, Mitzvah, is a lamp, and the whole teaching of the law, Torah, is light, and reproofs of discipline are the way of life. Direct people to the law, Torah, and to the testimony. If they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. The law is not tough. Moreover, his commands are not burdensome. For this commandment, which I command you today, is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, "Who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, "Who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it?" But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. The law is in the heart of the righteous. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law, Torah, of his Yehovah is in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Listen to me, you who know righteousness, you people in whose heart is my law, Torah. Do not fear the reproach of men, nor be afraid of their insults. I delight to do your will, O my Yehovah, and your law, Torah, is within my heart. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says Yehovah. I will put my law, Torah, in their minds, and write it on their hearts. And I will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. Then I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within them, and take the stony heart out of their flesh, and give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes, and keep my judgments, and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their Yehovah. I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments, and do them. My son, keep my words, and treasure my commands within you. Keep my commands and live, and my law, Torah, as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. You make it clear that you are a letter from the Messiah placed in our care, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living Elohim, not on stone tablets, but on human hearts. The righteous one is blessed within the law of Yehovah. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yehovah, Torah. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes! Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of Yehovah, Torah, and in his law, Torah, he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Praise Yehovah! Blessed is the man who fears Yehovah, who delights greatly in his commandments. His descendants will be mighty on earth. But he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of Yehovah and keep it. You came down also on Mount Sinai, and spoke with them from heaven, and gave them just ordinances and true laws, Torah, good statutes and commandments. When people do not accept divine guidance, they run wild. But whoever obeys the law, Torah, is happy. They are most blessed. It is good, blessed, for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. But he who looks into the perfect law, Torah, of liberty, and continues in it, and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. The law protects and rewards the righteous. Moreover, by them, the law, Torah, the statutes, the commandments, your servant is warned, and in keeping them there is great reward. But if you will indeed listen to and obey his voice in all that I speak, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. Therefore, know that Yahovah your Elohim, he is Yahovah, the faithful Elohim, who keeps covenant and mercy for 1,000 generations with those who love him and keep his commandments. Therefore, you shall therefore keep and do the instruction, laws, Torah, and precepts which I command you this day. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments and perform them, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out. For if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love Yahovah your Elohim, to walk in all his ways, and to hold fast to him, then the Yahovah will drive out all these nations from before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. So everyone who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, obeying them, will be like a sensible, prudent, practical, wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had been founded on that rock. Righteousness is the obedience to the law. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias, of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before Yahovah, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of Yahovah blameless. Thus Hezekiah did throughout all Judah, and he did what was good and right and true before Yahovah, his Elohim. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of Yahovah, in the law, Torah, and in the commandment, to seek his Yahovah, he did it with all his heart. So he prospered. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands, and in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws, Torah. This is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with Yahovah. Perfect will of Yahovah in his law. And now, Israel, what does Yahovah your Elohim require of you but to fear Yahovah your Elohim, to walk in all his ways and to love him, to serve the Yahovah your Elohim with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of Yahovah and his statutes, which I command you today for your good? Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. You shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am Yehovah. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law, Torah, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live, and go in and possess the land which Yehovah your Elohim of your fathers is giving you. You shall teach them diligently to make them penetrate to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Take heed to yourself and to the teaching, Torah. Continue in them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you. Take heed and listen, O Israel. This day you have become the people of Yehovah your Elohim. Therefore, you shall obey the voice of Yehovah your Elohim and observe his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today. He who keeps the law, Torah, makes many offerings. He who heeds the commandments sacrifices a peace, salvation, offering. And how from your childhood you have had a knowledge of and been acquainted with the holy writings, scriptures, Torah, which are able to instruct you, and which can give you the wisdom that leads to deliverance through trusting in Yeshua the Messiah. Every holy scripture is breathed by Yehovah, given by his inspiration, and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline in obedience, and for training in righteousness, in conformity to Yehovah, will in thought, purpose, and action, so that the man of Yehovah may be complete and proficient, well-fitted and thoroughly equipped for every good work. Give ear, O my people, to my law, Torah. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praises of Yehovah and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law, Torah, in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in Elohim, and not forget the works of Elohim, but keep his commandments, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright, and whose spirit was not faithful to Elohim. Therefore, go and make people from all nations into Talmidim, disciples, immersing them into the reality of the Father, the Son, and the Roush HaKodesh, Holy Spirit, in teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always, yes, even until the end of the age. To love the neighbor and to love Yehovah is to behave according to the law. Therefore, you shall love Yehovah your Elohim and keep his charge, his statutes, his precepts, and his commandments always. This is love, that we walk according to his commandments, his orders, ordinances, precepts, teaching, or Torah. This is the commandment, that as you have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. By this we know that we love the children of Yahovah. When we love Yahovah, and keep his, Yahovah, commandments. For this is the love of Yahovah, that we keep his commandments, and his, Yahovah, commandments are not burdensome. If you love me, keep my Yahovah commandments. He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law, Torah. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law, Torah. He that shows mercy will lend to his neighbor, and he that strengthens him with his hand keeps the commandments. Please, Yahovah, Elohim of heaven, you great and fearsome Yahovah, who keeps his covenant and extends grace to those who love him and observe his commandments, mitzvot. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Life of the righteous one on this earth is to obey the law of Yahovah and his commandments. You shall therefore keep my statutes, commandments, and my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am Yahovah. But the law has nothing to do with faith, which leads to justification. Legalism is not based on trusting and being faithful, but on a misuse of the text, Scripture, that says, anyone who does these things will attain life through them. Knowing Yahovah in his law. Now, by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of Yahovah is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning. Fear Yahovah in the obedience of the law. And now, Israel, what does Yahovah your Elohim require of you? He requires you to fear him, to live according to his will, to love and worship him with all your heart and soul, and to obey his commands and laws, Torah, that I am giving you today for your own good. Now this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which Yahovah your Elohim has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess, that you may fear Yahovah your Elohim, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you, you and your son and your grandson, all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Those who fear Yahuwah will not disobey his words, and those who love him will keep his ways. And those who fear Yahuwah will seek his approval, and those who love him will be filled with the law, Torah. Blessings in the law of Yahuwah. And Yahuwah will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only, and not be beneath. If you heed the commandments of Yahuwah, your Elohim, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of Yahuwah, your Elohim. Pleasure in the law of Yahuwah. They, the statutes, the commandment, the precepts, the law, or Torah, are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Oh, how love I your law, Torah. It is my meditation all the day. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Yahuwah, and I keep your law, Torah. This has become mine, because I kept your precepts. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law, Torah. For I delight in the law of Yahuwah according to the inward man. So shall I keep your law, Torah, continually, forever and ever. Great peace have those who love your law, Torah, and nothing causes them to stumble. I am always thinking of your decrees. Happy the person who finds wisdom, the person who acquires understanding, drawing it forth from Yahuwah's word. For her profit exceeds that of silver, gaining her is better than gold. She is more precious than pearls. Nothing you want can compare with her. Long life is in her right hand, riches and honor in her left. Her ways are pleasant ways, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who grasp her. Whoever holds fast to her will be made happy. He who seeks the law, Torah, will be filled with it, but the hypocrite will stumble at it. The law is the sign engraved in the hand and as an illustration in front of the eyes. You shall bind them, the statutes, the commandment, the precepts, the law, or Torah, as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. Keep my commands and live, and my law, Torah, as the apple of your eye. Bind them on your fingers. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Through the law the sin is known. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, an acquaintance with sin which works toward repentance, faith, and holy character. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness, and sin is lawlessness. Lawlessness is an iniquity and a sin. All unrighteousness, wrongdoing, is sin. Everything we do wrong is sin. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness, commits iniquity, and dies in it, it is because of the iniquity which he has done that he dies. Again, when a wicked man turns away from the wickedness which he committed, and does what is lawful and right, he preserves himself alive. And it shall be, when you show this people all these words, and they say to you, "Why has Yahovah pronounced all this great disaster against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahovah or Elohim?" Then you shall say to them, "Because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahovah, they have walked after other gods and have served them and worshipped them, and have forsaken me and not kept my law, Torah. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their lawless deeds, I will remember no more." Disobedience towards the law is a war against Yahovah. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yahovah, for it is not subject to the law, Torah, of Yahovah, nor indeed can be. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children who will not hear the law, Torah, of Yahovah. Nevertheless, they were disobedient and rebelled against you. Cast your law, Torah, behind their backs and killed your prophets, who testified against them to turn them to yourself, and they worked great provocations. I have written for him the great things of my law, Torah, but they were considered a strange thing, as something which does not concern him. Woe to you, ungodly men, who have forsaken the law, Torah, of the Most High Yahovah. Yahovah resents and judges lawless people, the ones who abandon Torah. Burning indignation, terror, and sadness seize upon me because of the wicked who forsake your law, Torah. I hate the thoughts of undecided, double-minded people who practice lawlessness, disregarding my commands. But your law do I love. But if you will not obey the voice of Yahovah your Elohim, being watchful to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, then all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. All these curses shall come upon you and shall pursue you and overtake you till you are destroyed, because you do not obey the voice of Yahovah your Elohim to keep his commandments and his statutes, which he commanded you. They shall be upon you for a sign of warning to other nations, and for a wonder, and upon your descendants forever. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you, the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing you have forgotten the law, Torah, of your Yahovah. I will also forget your children. Depart from me, you evildoers, who practice lawlessness, for I will keep the commandments of my Yahovah. Not everyone who says to me, "Master, Master," shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness, who act wickedly, workers of lawlessness, disregarding my commands. Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. The Satan and lawless people hate the ones who abide the law of Yehovah. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of Yehovah and have the testimony of Yeshua Messiah. Stay sober. Stay alert. Your enemy, the adversary, stalks about like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Its 10 horns are 10 kings that will rule that empire. Then another king will arise, different from the other 10, who will subdue 3 of them. He will speak words against the Most High and try to exhaust the holy ones of the Most High. He will attempt to alter, try to get rid of or change, the appointed feasts, holy days, and the law, Torah. And they will be placed under his control for a time, times, and half a time. I know that you are Abraham's descendants, but you seek to kill me, because my word has no place in you. I speak what I have seen with my father, and you do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yeshua said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth which I heard from Yehovah. Abraham did not do this. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. Then I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now have come Yehovah's victory, power, and kingship, and the authority of his Messiah, because the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them day and night before Yehovah, has been thrown out. And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The Law of Yehovah versus the Law of the Pharisees, religious. Many people, especially in the modern Christianity, confuse the Law Yehovah with the religious teaching and traditions of the Pharisees, Sadducees, and scribes, Talmudists. This is what the prophets have warned about, Yeshua, throughout the earthly ministry and the apostles. You shall not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish it, that you may keep the commandments of your Yehovah, your Elohim. That you may keep the commandments of Yehovah, your Elohim, which I command you. Whatever I command you, be watchful to do it. You shall not add to it or diminish it. Add not to his words, lest he reprove you, and you be found a liar. As for you, son of man, the children of your people are talking about you beside the walls and in the doors of the houses. And they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word is that comes from Yehovah. So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. Indeed, you are to them as a very lovely song of one who has a pleasant voice, and can play well on an instrument. For they hear your words, but they do not do them. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, Torah, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not do. For they bind heavy burdens, Talmud, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers. But woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men. For you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done, without leaving the others undone. Blind guides, who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you cleanse the outside of the cup and dish, but inside they are full of extortion and self-indulgence. Blind Pharisee, first cleanse the inside of the cup and dish, that the outside of them may be clean also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs, which indeed appear beautiful outwardly, but inside are full of dead men's bones and all uncleanness. Even so, you also outwardly appear righteous to men, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Serpents, brood of vipers, how can you escape the condemnation of hell? Therefore, indeed, I send you prophets, wise men, and scribes. Some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. For circumcision is indeed profitable if you keep the law, but if you habitually transgress the law, if you do not live in accord with Yahovah's law or Torah, your circumcision is made uncircumcision. For there are many, especially from the circumcision faction, who are rebellious, who delude people's minds with their worthless and misleading talk. This is true especially of those of the circumcision party, who have come over from Judaism. They've got to be shut up. Their mouths must be stopped. They are disrupting entire families with their teaching for the sake of dishonest gain. Therefore, rebuke them, misleading talkers and deceivers, especially those of the circumcision party who have come over from Judaism. Sharply, deal sternly, even severely with them, who have followed this false teaching, so that they will come to be sound in their trust, and no longer pay attention to Judaistic myths and fables, or to rules, made-up rules, by mere men who reject and turn their backs on the truth, to Torah. Therefore, if you died with Yeshua from the basic principles of the world, why, as though living in the world, do you subject yourselves to regulations? Do not touch, do not taste, do not handle, which all concern things which perish with the using, according to the commandments and doctrines of men. These things indeed have an appearance of wisdom in self-imposed religion, false humility, and neglect of the body, but are of no value against the indulgence of the flesh. Therefore, Yahovah said, inasmuch as these people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but have removed their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men." Then the Pharisees and some of the scribes came together to him, having come from Jerusalem. Now, when they saw some of his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is, with unwashed hands, without netilat yadayim, rituals practice, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they wash their hands in a special way, holding the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash. And there are many other things which they have received and hold, like the washing of cups, pitchers, copper vessels, and couches. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashed hands?" He answered and said to them, "Well, did Isaiah prophesy of you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of Yahovah, you hold the tradition of men, the washing of pitchers and cups, and many other such things you do.'" He said to them, "All too well you reject the commandment of Yahovah, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and 'He who curses father or mother, let him be put to death.' But you say, 'If a man says to his father or mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is korban, that is, a gift to Yahovah, then you no longer let him do anything for his father or his mother, making the word of Yahovah of no effect through your tradition which you have handed down. And many such things you do. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy, high-sounding nonsense, and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Messiah." Then Yeshua said to them, "Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." But some of the sect of the Pharisees who believed rose up, saying, "It is necessary to circumcise, practice Brit Milah, rituals, them, and to command them to keep the law of Moses, interpretation of the law, instructions on how to execute the law, aka oral Torah. Now, therefore, why do you test Yahovah by putting a yoke on the neck of the disciples, which neither our fathers nor we were able to bear? Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, under the religion interpretation of law, do you not hear the law? Tell me, you who want to be in subjection to the system that results from perverting the Torah into legalism, don't you hear what the Torah itself says? O Timothy, keep safe what has been entrusted to you. Turn away from the ungodly babblings, the irreverent babble, and godless chatter with the vain and empty and worldly phrases, and the subtleties, the argumentative opposition of what is falsely called knowledge, the contradictions in what is falsely called knowledge and spiritual illumination. For many who promise this knowledge and spiritual illumination have missed the mark as regards the faith." Shaul, Paul's speech. "And I advanced in Judaism beyond many of my contemporaries in my own nation. I was one of the most religious Jews of my own age, being more exceedingly zealous for the traditions of my fathers. What happened was this. People knew Yahovah perfectly well, but when they didn't treat him like Yahovah, refusing to worship him, they trivialized themselves into silliness and confusion, so that there was neither sense nor direction left in their lives. They have exchanged the truth of Yahovah for falsehood, a lie, by worshiping and serving created things rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Since they didn't bother to acknowledge Yahovah, he quit bothering them and let them run loose. He gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. And then all hell broke loose, rampant evil, grabbing and grasping, vicious backstabbing. Their lives became full of envy, wanton killing, bickering, and cheating. Look at them, mean-spirited, venomous, fork-tongued God-bashers, swaggerers, insufferable windbags. They keep inventing new ways of wrecking lives. They ditch their parents when they get in the way. They refuse to understand, slimy, cruel, cold-blooded. And it's not as if they don't know better, though they are fully aware the righteous judgment, decree, of Yahovah, that those who do such things deserve to die, and they don't care. They not only do them themselves, but approve and applaud others who practice them. Let me warn you, therefore, beloved, that knowing these things beforehand, you should be on your guard, lest you be carried away by the error of lawless, wicked persons, and fall from your present firm condition, your own steadfastness of mind. And yet for all this, her treacherous sister, Judah, has not turned to me with her whole heart, but in pretense, says Yahovah.